The Oculus Rift was making headlines even before the beginning of the year, when Facebook bought the technology's parent company, Oculus VR, for $2 billion. This latest foray into virtual reality promises to immerse users in a fictionalized world, and gamers and non-gamers alike are understandably excited about the idea. But with no official release date for a consumer version of the unit, investing advertising dollars in Oculus content seems like a risky bet. And yet one company is doing just that. Michelle Castillo is digital media reporter for Adweek. She recently looked at Mountain Dew's bid to create an authentic brand experience using the Oculus Rift. And she joins us now to tell us more about the risks and rewards companies face when using new technology. Michelle, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So how is Mountain Dew positioning itself to be, I guess, an integral part of this Oculus Rift VR technology?
Well, Mountain Dew for a while has been aligning themselves with the extreme sports field, as well as the they have their own skate team, the Mountain Dew skate team. And they saw Oculus Rift as an opportunity to bring that the skater experience to the masses. So recently they created a 3D, 360-degree experience of where you can skate with the top skaters in the world through downtown Las Vegas. Skaters included pro skateboarder Paul Rodriguez and just the rest of the all-star Mountain Dew skate team.
And the whole idea here is, since it's virtual reality, you'd put on the headset and it would look like you were skating right behind, you know, some of these really, really incredible skaters, you know, with them, more or less.
You put on the headset and you skate right beside all these incredible skaters. The great part about it is it's not just like watching a film. You get to look 360 degrees, so you can look behind you. You can look up at the sky. You can see as if you were actually there. And you might be able to visit Las Vegas one day, but actually to skate with these people in a closed set environment is pretty much impossible.
Did you get a chance to try, Michelle?
I did, and it was pretty remarkable.
Yeah, so for somebody who's looking at ads all the time, did this sort of maybe blow your mind a little bit as seeming out of the ordinary?
It was really interesting to me because it was another example of experiential marketing where you're really taking the user and showing them something that involves your brand. The interesting thing, especially about the Oculus Rift experience for Mountain Dew, is that it bared very minimal branding, so it really focused on the skate experience more than it did on hitting people over the head that this was a Mountain Dew product.
Well, it's funny. You know, that sort of reminds me of a stunt that Red Bull pulled a couple years ago when they had Felix Baumgartner and his record-breaking free fall from a balloon. Now that was sponsored by Red Bull. It definitely got me paying attention, even though I'm not a big drinker of energy drinks. But is there evidence, I guess, that producing that sort of content without maybe so much advertising really benefits the brand? I mean, would they see an upswing in sales after that stunt, which, of course, did get a lot of publicity in the national news?
We're seeing more that brands are realizing that they don't have to overtly advertise their logo or make it very, very, very clear that they're backing a project. Just by sponsoring positive experiences or aligning themselves with positive content, it seems to have a ripple effect, and people tend to associate these brands more positively, and we're seeing brands see an increase in brand awareness and brand perception. So especially when you're creating original content that might not be in line with your product. For example, Mountain Dew is a beverage, and it might seem like a video, especially a virtual reality video, has nothing to do with drinking a soft drink. This is a great way for them to dabble in becoming a producer while not having to make things seem so heavy-handed.
Well, one of the amazing things about what they've done with the Oculus Rift is that, you know, anybody who's doing something with Oculus is experimenting with the medium. You know, there's no guidebooks to work from here. And, you know, they're basically inventing software. They're coming up with new ways to film the skater video. I mean, it seems like they're breaking new ground. And I'm just wondering, what's the reward? Are they also maybe putting themselves in a position to dominate this market or even offer patents for other people looking to advertise on Oculus?
Well, other brands that have aligned themselves with the extreme sports movement, we had talked about Red Bull earlier, and GoPro have had a lot of success with video content on YouTube. Not to say that the YouTube space is saturated, but this might be a way for Mountain Dew to distinguish themselves from the pack by creating for another medium. As you mentioned before, Oculus doesn't have a release date yet, but the initial reviews and the initial content that's coming out, it looks really promising, and I think Mountain Dew is seeing this as a way for them to get ahead of the game.
Okay, so what are the risks, I guess? What happens if Oculus doesn't turn out to be the game changer that people think it might be?
The risks of developing for a technology that hasn't been officially released to the wide public is that you never know if it's going to take off. And it's always a gamble. You never know how many households are going to have these products. And if you spend all this money developing content for that, you might end up with a lot of content that no one will see in the future. But I do think that Oculus has had a lot of positive reviews, and it is a good gamble for Mountain Dew.
Do you get a sense of how much they're spending?
I didn't at this time, but it can't be cheap. A lot of these files, the Oculus Rift headset itself is $350, so that's, I mean, it's about the same price as a PS4, give or take a few dollars. But to film something in 360 degrees, to be on location, the fact that these files take a lot of space, it's not a cheap process.
Michelle, thanks so much for explaining it to us.
Thanks for having me.
Michelle Castillo is digital media and web video reporter for Adweek. You can read her article about Mountain Dew's content for Oculus Rift. That's at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. If you like what you heard, there's more at wordofmouthradio.org. And if you missed any part of today's show, fear not. You can hear it in its entirety by subscribing to the Word of Mouth podcast. Just search for Word of Mouth on iTunes or find the link on our website and catch up on all the interesting conversations and stories we play. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. Join us for more Word of Mouth tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
and senior producer Maureen McMurray.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR,
its board of trustees,
or its underwriters. Word of Mouth is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio.